This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, August 24th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Deion Sanders is nuts about almonds. FDA gets leader for human foods program and specialty crop block grant for CDFA. Deion Sanders is the next almond ambassador. The Almond Board of California has recruited NFL Hall of Famer and college coach Deion Sanders to be the face of a national marketing campaign. Coach Prime will espouse the benefits of almonds for post-workout recovery. According to Sanders, almonds, quote, help me stay prime all the time. It don't stop, baby. The ads will run on cable TV and several networks, along with social media campaigns. The board is also boosting almonds as a snack item in Germany and running ads during the Cricket World Cup in India. California diverts 19 million tons of byproducts to feed. Last year, California diverted more than 18.5 million tons of byproducts from food, fiber, and biofuel production to use as livestock feed, that according to CDFA. The products would likely have gone to landfills otherwise and emit significant greenhouse gases. According to the UC Davis Clear Center, incinerating the waste generates 60% more carbon emissions than feeding them to cows. More than 80% of cattle feed is material humans can't eat. The byproducts include canola meal, cottonseed, almond hulls, distillers' grains, bakery byproducts, and cull fruits and vegetables. Praise for FDA's new deputy commissioner choice. The Food and Drug Administration's announcement that former EPA official Jim Jones would be the new deputy commissioner for human foods received applause from all quarters yesterday. Western Growers, Consumer Reports, the Environmental Working Group, American Frozen Food Institute, and International Fresh Produce Association, among others, issued statements applauding the choice. Jim has a proven record of government leadership as evidenced by his work on the critical Reagan-Udall Foundation expert panel resulting in the December 22 report on operational evaluation of the FDA's human foods program, Western Growers Senior Vice President of Science Deanne Davis said. The new position was one of the report's many recommendations to improve the foods program. Jones has worked for the Household and Commercial Products Association and run his own consulting firm since departing EPA in 2017. He was the assistant administrator for the Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention for about 5 years and was at the agency for 19 years. The industry needs a deputy commissioner who has the experience to address transformational change and ability to lead this culture shift within the agency, IFPA Chief Food Safety and Regulatory Officer Natalie Donoso said. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. USDA awards $72.9 million for specialty crop block grants. Departments of Agriculture in 55 states and territories will split $72.9 million under USDA's Specialty Crop Block Grant Program, the Department's Agriculture Marketing Service said yesterday. The 2023 grants bring the total amount invested through the program to $1 billion spread across nearly 12,000 projects. State departments can fund projects that will enhance the competitiveness of specialty crop products and create new market opportunities for specialty crop producers. For example, USDA said CDFA will fund 46 projects focusing on areas such as equity, climate change, food security, and nutrition and marketing. From enhancing nutrition and education in schools to expanding consumer markets and increasing research in critical areas of food safety, CDFA's partnership with USDA on this program furthers the competitiveness of the specialty crop sector on the national level with a lens of equity and a commitment to climate resilience. That's CDFA Secretary Karen Ross. Report finds drop in Labor Department investigations into farms. The Labor Department's Wage and Hour Division is conducting fewer investigations into potential violations on farms. That according to a new report by the Economic Policy Institute that found the number of such probes reached a record low of 879 in fiscal year 2022. Report authors Philip Martin, an agriculture and resource economics professor at the University of California, Davis, and Daniel Costa, EPI's director of immigration law and policy research, say a lack of funding and small staff at the agency have contributed to the decline. Expansion of the H-2A visa program over the years also may be a factor, they said. Take note. Martin and Costa say Congress should give WHD more funding for investigators and recommend the agency issue larger fines for violations. They also want to make it easier for H-2A workers to change employers and prohibit employers with previous wage and hour violations from hiring through H-2A. BASF announces new version of Liberty. BASF Agriculture Solutions is announcing the introduction of its latest herbicide, Liberty Ultra, which the company says will deliver the same results with less product. The specific combination of solvents and surfactants added to the Liberty herbicide formulation creates a significant weed control advantage over generic glufosinate herbicides, said Liam Vincent, technical marketing manager for BASF. The company expects to receive EPA registration later this year, which will allow for a targeted launch in 2024 and a full launch in 2025. Senators seek to streamline NRCS conservation practice standards and add transparency. A bipartisan group of four senators announced a bill yesterday to make the process of updating Natural Resources Conservation Service practice standards more transparent. The Streamlining Conservation Practice Standards Act would require the agency to review conservation practice standards at least once every 5 years, create a streamlined process for interim standards, and require NRCS to make information more publicly available. The legislation is sponsored by Senators Roger Marshall of Kansas, Joni Ernst of Iowa, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, and Martin Heinrich of New Mexico. Here's today's He Said It. We're going to fight like hell and make sure we get these bills passed and on the governor's desk. That assembly member Ash Clara of San Jose at a Capitol rally for two climate accountability bills targeting corporations. Next to the podium, an inflatable globe was strapped to a stretcher. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, August 24th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.